Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Tuesday, baby. It is Gasoline Tuesday, people. Yes, it is Gasoline Tuesday. Can I tell you? Listen, they put some petrol in my gumbo rum. Can you believe them people tried to put some petrol in my gumbo rum? I said, what is wrong with your people? You know I'm not going to drink no petrol. Come on now. I can smell the gasoline before it hits my lips. What is wrong with these people up in here? I just don't know what's the matter. Listen, I'm going to give them away. Anybody need some employees? Do anybody need some employees? Because, listen, you ain't got to hire them. I'm just going to give them away. I am going to give these people away to you. Listen, it's a bargain. It's a bargain. You ain't got to pay them no wages. You ain't got to do nothing. Because, listen, they ain't going to do nothing but sit down all day anyway. They ain't going to do nothing. Let me tell you. It is petrol gasoline Tuesday up in here. It is September 6th, 2022. It is 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan. But, darling, listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, GumbaRum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural Vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. And we also have Natural Coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen. Visit us online at GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. Listen, it's the wickedest smooth rum in Boston. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. Listen, y'all, Steve done invited me to the Spirit Show, the Spirits and Festival Show that's coming to Chicago. Why not want to come to the festival in Chicago? He sends me an email talking about, well, you know, Fierce, we got a festival coming up October 10th. Well, hell, I don't want to be there. I be here every day. I keep asking that man. Send me an invitation when you're in Florida, New Mexico, or somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? You're going to send me an invitation for where I live at. Now, what kind of crazy sense do that make? I am telling you, but listen, y'all, I got some bad music out today. Independent artist, Mimosa, got something going on, and the music is being heard by who? Hey! Talk to me. Hey. All right. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, before I jump into the music, I want y'all to jump into this over on Facebook. Use the keyword The Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like, and I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let me tell y'all something. I'm just still so over the moon about this. People are so kind and so generous. They really are. Let me tell y'all something. I can't stop talking about We 73 Band because they are so generous. They have been so generous to the Fierce Female Network. I don't know what to do with myself. Listen. Well, first of all, let me make this real quick. They sent me an email, you know, asking me for my information because they were putting up billboards. I surely didn't think I was going to be on the billboard. I really didn't. And I say, this is the most kind thing anybody has ever done for me, ever. I said, and I went on Facebook yesterday. I said, Lord have mercy, they really for real. Listen, 5 different locations in Philadelphia. I think this is a blessing from God. 5 different locations. You know, that ain't cheap, and it didn't, you know, it didn't cost zero. They did not have to include me on their billboard. I said, that is just so kind. That is so kind and gracious. I said, oh, my goodness. Listen. I said, this is really just phenomenal. So listen, y'all, I'm over the moon because that's a blessing. That is truly a blessing. They have been really overpouring love, so much love on Fierce Female Network. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. They have outpoured so much love. It is such a blessing. I am telling you what's the truth around here. Listen, but I got some hot music. Got some hot music right now by the artist, independent artist, Mamasma. And it's on air. Now, listen, let me spell that for y'all. It's M-I-A-S-M-A. Maya Ma, okay, is up and coming. He's an up-and-coming artist combining dance with an 80s feel to give you the retro vibe to drive to, okay? Retro vibe to drive to. We all need good driving music. You know, you can't even get your drive on real good without some good music. You hear me up in here, especially when it's highway driving. When you drive down that highway, if you don't have any music, I'm telling you, your eyeballs just do a crossover and everything else. I'm telling you what's the truth. So listen. It's good vibe music to drive to. More songs are coming. So he's in the works for making more songs. Let me tell you, the name of the song is Eternity, Eternal Road. Let's see here. Give me one moment. Come on, Mr. Engineer. Bring it on up for me. Check this out. Check it out. Eternity Road. Y'all check this out. Take a listen to this. We'll be right back. Listen, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson. The song you just heard was Eternity Roll by independent artist Myas Mob. That's M-I-A-S-M-A. His up-and-coming artist combining dance with an 80s feel to give you the retro vibe to drive to. And the song you just heard was Eternity Roll, and that is some good drive music. I'm telling you, you know, if you're traveling on the highway and you're driving, you got to have your playlist together. You know, you got to have that together before you even get in the car. You hear what I'm saying up in here. You got to have it together before you get in the car. Because I'm telling you, once you hit that road and the music gets to going, you can't be fiddling around trying to find something good to play while you're driving. It don't work like that. Listen, I remember one time me and my friend was going, we were driving. Well, matter of fact, we wasn't driving nowhere. I was driving. Let me tell you something. He was all in his tea. Now, you know, when you say tea in the South or anywhere else, we talking about his cocktail. He calls me up. He say, hey, what you doing? I say, nothing. I'm just sitting here. I ain't doing nothing. He said, well, come on. I want you to drive me somewhere. I said, oh, okay. I said, come on downstairs. Put my clothes on. Come on downstairs. Hop in the car. And he tells me, you know, we're going to, it was some little suburb, I think it was College Park or whatever, not College Park, Decatur, that's what it was. We were going to Decatur. Now, he didn't tell me we was going to Decatur when I was on the phone with him. He didn't say that. He said, I'm going to my cousin's house, my relative's house. I was like, cool, fine. I'm thinking we're going, like, just down the street and around the corner. Now, listen, I'm in Marietta. He stays in Marietta. He stayed down the street. I said, okay, no problem. I'll take it to your people's house. Now, once I get in the car, he said, you know, we got to go to Decatur. I'm like, ain't this something? Well, Decatur was about, you know, about an hour drive, hour and a half. And it was rush hour in Atlanta. It was a rush hour. I said, Lord Jesus. So anyway, I didn't know where the hell I was going. He had to tell me where to go, and he drunk as hell. So anyway, I'm driving, going along. I said, dang. I said, Robert, wake up. Boy, you got to tell me which way to go. Them people driving all crazy. But, you know, people in Georgia cannot drive. They cannot drive to save their cotton picker life. Listen, even if you're walking, you got to be careful. If you're walking, you better be looking both ways. You better be looking to the left, the right, up the street, down the street, around the corner, because I'm telling you, they will run your butt over. Listen, one time I was coming from Walmart, just to go ahead and I'm going to get back to the drive music. One time I was coming from Walmart. I was always walking to Walmart, going to get something. Comes out of Walmart, this is God him too. I was standing at the corner, right? And it was time for me to make my little go get across the street because you best to be watching the light. In Atlanta, if you walk across the light, they're going to stop you. I had that to happen. They're going to stop you on feet. I was not in a car. They stopped me on foot one time. I said, look, lady, you're going to get a ticket if you don't watch this. I said, okay. I said, okay, officer, okay, no problem. But anyway, this one time I comes out of Walmart, standing at the corner. I go against the cross street. I barely got across the street, y'all. Y'all know what happened? Soon as my foot touched the other side of, it was only the back of grace, God. Soon as my foot touched the other side of the street and I got up on the sidewalk, bam, this car flips over. It could have flipped up over my head. It went so high up, I turned, I said, Jesus Christ. I mean, it was a split second. That car went so high up in there, and it flipped and it turned over, and of course it landed on the hood. And I said, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? You got to be watching where you're going, on feet and behind whistle. Anyway, we got in the car. Me and my friend Rob, we gets in the car. We're going to Decatur. He ain't got no driving music. His driving music was that beer, whatever he was drinking. That was his music. I ain't had no music to drive to. So anyway, he should have had this old Eternity Road in that car. I'm telling you, wasn't true. So anyway, you got to have some drive. My point is this. You got to have some good music to drive to. So listen, that was Eternity Road. Now look, I got some Heart Flaming mix for you. Everybody like a good house music. You like house music. We got some house music up in here. Listen, let's get it. Let's set it off with a flaming, hot, fierce mix up in here. Let's do it. Let's go. Yeah, on a Tuesday night. Bring me my petrol. Go on, bring me the petrol. Go on here.
Please don't stop
me.
The music. Bring it over here.
Deck your body.
Fierce Flame, the Hot Mix. I'm just about out of time. I got to get on up out of here. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast. And y'all know something, the petrol didn't taste too bad. It was all right. You know what I'm saying? As long as you mix it right. Got to have an equal part of water, some gumbo rum, splash of cinnamon, you know, a little vanilla, put a little lime on the side. Lord, you've got some really tight standard drink. You really, really do. Now, listen, I got to get on up out of here. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to do it all over again later on this evening. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made food train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.